Welcome to the Keep Your Cool Mama podcast, where it's all about you, Mama. I am your host, Sheila. I am here to help the busy, overwhelmed mom reclaim her sanity, balance motherhood, her self-care, and to unapologetically grow. I am so happy you are here and hope you plan to stay a while. Kick your feet up, sit back, relax, so we can focus on you. Let's go, cool mama. Hey, cool mamas. This is Sheila, and you are listening to episode 48 of the Keep Your Cool Mama podcast. Hey, girl. How are you doing today? Well, you know that I hope you are well and feeling good from the inside out. Another week means it's time for another Cool Mama check-in. As I check in with myself and share it with you, please take this time for yourself and do the same. After I share, please consider pausing the episode for a moment and sit with yourself and your thoughts. Give yourself a moment so you can feel how you are feeling. I'm doing pretty good today. I'm very happy about the grade that I received on my essay. I got a perfect score, which has never happened in all of my college days prior to this, but I'm super excited about that. It was a pretty hectic week, but I received that grade at the end of the week, which was last week, and that was a good end to the week. I haven't written a college paper in about 12 years, so to receive a perfect score on my first college paper back from the hiatus, amazing. I can't complain about that. I did have a test last week in school, and I'm not feeling too confident about that, but I know I studied well, so I'm leaving that result in God's hands. Right where it belongs. It doesn't belong in mine. It belongs in his, because, you know, I did what I could. And, you know, after being back in school for almost 3 months, it finally hit me last week how challenging this new journey is going to be. I nearly was in tears, nearly brought me to tears. I decided the best thing for me to do is to keep going. Keep doing my very best and allow God to handle the rest. As tired as I am extremely grateful for the opportunity to do what God is calling me to do. And getting that test at the end of the week was just proof that I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing. And that felt good. So that gave me a new just some new motivation just to keep going and to know even when it gets hard, I'm doing the best that I can and I'm doing well. But other than all of that, I'm just tired, girl. And I could really use a vacation. But I'm good. I'm good. And I hope that you are good too. So now it's your turn. How are you feeling? How have you been lately? Remember that with a self-check-in, there is no right or wrong response. The important thing is that you are being honest about how you feel. So take a moment to check in with yourself. You can journal it, record it, or talk to yourself out loud. It's okay. It is okay to talk to yourself out loud, okay? It's completely normal. I don't care what anybody says, because I do it with myself all the time. Sometimes it needs to be done. Sometimes I just need to hear myself out loud. So the goal is just to be aware of you and what is going on with you. However you decide to do it, just check in with you. So let's go ahead and get into today's topic. Today, I want to talk to you about juggling. No, not the juggling with the small colorful balls, but the kind of juggling we do every day in motherhood. The struggle of trying to balance it all, children, work, school for the children, maybe school for yourself, relationships, self-care, personal growth, all the things, girl. We are just out here trying to make it all work and keep sane at the same time. I don't know about you. It's the staying sane part that gives me the most trouble. Trying to keep my cool, stay pleasant, but still staying true to how I feel and being honest about what I know I need. Well, heck, some of us most times aren't even stopping long enough to be engaged with how we feel and what we need. I say all that to say, we deal with a lot as moms. We make it look easy, but the struggle is real sometimes. So much that it's hard to explain to anyone who is not a mom. If you know, you know. So today, I want to talk to you about how juggling and quote unquote balancing it all affects us as moms. The actions that I have taken that continue to help me as I travel on this motherhood journey. And my hope is that this episode will allow you to feel seen, loved, and that it offers you some encouragement. So first, let's talk about how the balancing act of motherhood affects us as moms. Sometimes most of us feel like even another mother would not understand what we are going through, and we may feel a sense of loneliness. I want you to know that you are not alone. You are not weak for feeling like you are tired of trying to hold the world on your shoulders. You are human, and you deserve to be honest, and you deserve to have rest. For me personally, as a mom, I feel like there is just this never-ending battle of trying to hold everything and everybody together. I've heard this same thing from many other mothers that complain about the same thing. And we naturally want to nurture and fix everything we can fix. And sometimes things we can't even fix. Sometimes we like, I will figure it out. But sometimes we are taking on way more than we are meant to bear. Many of us feel like we are being tugged at from every direction with no break in sight. The overwhelm of trying to do it all and fix it all can wear on all of us mentally and physically. I know for me, it has caused a great deal of anxiety and sometimes even depression. Over the years, I have learned how to pay attention to my needs and identify my triggers, which has helped me to identify what works for me in order for me to keep my sanity, have some peace, and keep my cool. Things like prayer, meditation, deep breathing exercises, journaling, quiet time alone, delegating tasks. I have a long list of my personal go-tos in my mental health toolbox. I need them. I need them all the time. What I've also learned is that life is going to happen, whether it's due to our children, work, relationships of all kinds, or something with us personally. Life will happen. And I don't say that to be negative. I say that only to be completely candid with you. I believe that when we are aware of the truth, we can do our best to handle life accordingly. What continues to give me comfort and strength in my time of need is God and His Word. I don't have all the answers, and I never will, but I do know a God that does have all of the answers. If I'm honest, though, there are those times when I operate as though I don't know who Jesus is. Sometimes I walk around as if it is handled, it's all handled. I got this until the moment I realize I really don't and I need help. Reading God's word consistently is one way that reminds me where my help and my strength really comes from. John chapter 16, verses 32 through 33 is always encouraging me when trying to balance it all gets way too overwhelming. It says, "Indeed, an hour is coming and has come when each of you will be scattered to his own home, and you will leave me alone, yet I am not alone because the Father is with me. I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. You will have suffering in this world. Be courageous. I have conquered the world." In this scripture, Jesus provides great reminders for us. Number one, we are not alone. God is always with us. Number two, God knows our struggles and is not surprised by them at all. He is a present help in our time of need. He commands us to be courageous when suffering occurs because he has already conquered the harsh world that we live in, which to me means when I stay near to Christ and believe his words are true, there is no room for fear. Fear will happen, but when I'm near him, there's no room for it. I don't know about you, but for me, when I'm trying to operate in my own strength, minus the help of God, I become fearful of what will happen if I don't do what needs to be done, or if I don't figure out the problems that need solving. But this scripture reminds me that I can have courage in Christ who has already fought the battle for me. You may be thinking, well, what does that even mean? And how can I accomplish that when I feel so overwhelmed? Because the feeling of overwhelm is real. There's no getting around that. It is a real thing. Here's my advice. The best place to start is prayer. I start by asking God to provide me with the strength, wisdom, and help that I need in the moment. After praying, God is really good at bringing a scripture to my mind that gives me the reminder of who he is and how he operates in my life if I allow him to. So one thing I have done is post scriptures in a common area of my house. For me, that's in my bedroom on my wall where my calendar is, so that I can see and recite to myself these scriptures in my time of need. I want to share with you a few of those scriptures that mean so much to me and that have gotten me through tough times when I'm trying to balance it all. 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 9. "But he said to me, 'My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in your weakness.'" I'm sorry, "For my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly about my weaknesses so that Christ's power may rest on me." So it's okay to have weaknesses. It's okay to feel weak because when we are weak, that gives the Lord room to be strong and to give us what we need, right? The next one is Isaiah chapter 40, verse 31. "But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint." That encourages me every single time. Isaiah chapter 41, verse 10. "So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand." My goodness, like that gives me everything that I need when I need it. And there are just so many scriptures like these that will give you the hope, the courage, and the will to continue on in your motherhood journey when motherhood is just taking everything out of you. God did not intend for you to go on this motherhood journey alone. He knew that times would get hard. He knew that being a mom would be one of the most challenging roles you'd have in life. He knew all of that, but also had a plan to be with you always and provide you with the wisdom and strength that you need when you need it. When you rely on God and start with him first, He will direct your path in a way that will eliminate some of the overwhelm that you feel from trying to balance it all. I want to share a recent story in motherhood where I decided to rely on God instead of doing the most like I normally do. And this was actually last week. So one morning, my middle son texted me about 10 minutes after I had dropped him off at school. And he said, "Mommy, I forgot my laptop at home. What am I supposed to do?" Now, I want to remind you, I am on my way to take my youngest son to school. And once I drop him off, once I get back home, I only have 30 minutes left before I have to log in for work. I texted him back and I told him I would do my very best to get the computer to him before I started work, right? Like, that's what we do. We try to figure it out. So doing this would have set my day back in so many ways on top of just stressing me out. I felt the Holy Spirit tell me to text my son back and tell him to ask his teacher, his homeroom teacher, if there is a loaner computer, a loaner laptop that he could use for the day. I listened and I did just that. My son texted back after I asked him to do that and said, "Okay." I then prayed and I asked God to let a loaner computer be available for him. 10 minutes later, he texted me back and said, "I got one." Oh my God. I was so relieved in that moment. I mean, like, praise God. Starting with God first gave me wisdom. I realized later that even before I prayed, God had already worked it out. He already worked it out for me. One of my consistent prayers is for the Lord to go before me in every area of my life and thanking him for providing all of my needs. When my son texted me, I could have panicked and tried to make it work by myself, which may have caused me to be late for work and ruin my mood and taking so much mental and physical energy. But instead, I decided to give it all to God. And it worked out. It worked out for me and it worked out for my son. Now, I have so many tips, tricks, hacks, like all the things that I could provide you about managing your time, how to relieve stress, which I do have plenty of recorded episodes on that you can go back to and reference. But today, I felt the need to remind you about or introduce you to the power of starting with God first in your motherhood journey. No matter what trials may arise in your motherhood journey, none of it is stronger than God's power. Give every part of your life over to the one who created you, loves you, and cares for you. I hope that this episode has encouraged you, even just a little bit. If you enjoyed this episode, please share it with another mom that needs some encouragement. Also, please remember to rate and review the podcast on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. I love you guys so much, and I really do look forward to talking to you next week. Until next time, remember to keep your cool, mama. Bye-bye.